L'ilan ishmaster of Kleinimus Kamesh ben Ariel Melech, Shvius, Perak Aleph, Mishnehe. Shlosha ilanos shal shlosha anoshim, hare elu mitzdarfin, v'charshin kol beis saw bishvilan. If you have three trees in a beis saw that belong to three different people, even though each tree belongs to a different person, they're mitzdarif, and you can plow the whole field for these three trees. Now, what's the difference if it's three different people? So the Rush on the Mishnayos in the back of the Gemaras doesn't know what the difference is between one person or if three people owned it. Lamaisa, the field has three trees. You should be able to plow anyway. He doesn't understand the difference. Nevertheless, you're allowed to plow the whole field. So when the Mishnah says, V'charshun kol beis saw b'shulnadi, you're allowed to plow the whole field because of them. So all the Rishonim say, we're going just like the previous Mishnayos. It's going up until Shavuos Atzeres, which is before Rav Gamliel came along and changed the halacha with his beis din. So the next part of the Mishnah, I'm just going to explain the way the Tosfos Anshei Shem explains it, because it's the easiest way to understand. The way Rashi learns, as far as the trees, the setup of the trees, these three trees in the Beis Sa, so they're set up where they're all spread apart equally. And this next part of the Mishnah is really just returning to the previous Mishnahs. That's what the Mefarshim say, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, that when you have three trees, you're allowed to plow the whole field, if three trees are able to produce the right amount of figs, that it can make a fig cake. But if you don't have that amount of trees, the trees are not able to produce a kikar dvela. So then what do we say? We said then you're allowed to plow only each tree individually. So now this Mishnah is a hemshech of that. But it doesn't mean that across the board you're always allowed to plow each tree individually. So that's where the Mishnah comes now and says, V'kama yihe b'neihem. How much space are you allowed to have between these trees that when we say you're allowed to plow each tree individually, as a last resort, that you can do so. There has to at least be enough space that the cattle can walk and pass im kalev with its kalem, with its plow, that it can walk in between the trees. This, the Mishnayos say in the previous Masechtos, this is the shear of Dalad Amos. As long as there are Dalad Amos between the trees, you're allowed to then plow around the tree. And we said that the amount that you'd plow around this tree was the shear of two Amos, Maloi Ha'or V'Salo. But you need at least to have a space before you do such plowing, a space of four Amos. But if you don't have this space of four Amos, so the Rav says that when there's not that much space, what's going to happen is that the trees will stand to be uprooted because they're not going to stay like this because they're too tight together. And then when they're too tight, you're not allowed to plow for them.